W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. A new escalation in Russia's war in Ukraine. Overnight, a wave of Russian strikes hitting Ukrainian energy targets. Ukraine's foreign minister calling it a massive missile attack, and it comes just hours before Ukraine's President Zelensky meets with lawmakers and President Biden at the White House.
He's going to go to the Defense Department. He's going to go over to the Pentagon, have a chance to meet with Secretary Austin, Chairman Milley, and other leaders there.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Meanwhile, a major announcement from the Biden administration on the country's migrant crisis. The government granting temporary legal status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants, allowing them to get work permits so they can support themselves. And the manhunt continues in Indiana for a suspected murderer mistakenly released from the Marion County Jail near Indianapolis. 28-year-old Kevin Mason walked free last Wednesday and hasn't been seen since. This is ABC News. New allegations against Rudy Giuliani. The Guardian reports that in her upcoming book, Enough, ex-Trump aide Cassidy Hutchinson claims Giuliani groped her on the day of the January 6th riot. Google being sued over the death of a North Carolina man.
Philip Paxson was driving home late at night from his daughter's birthday party outside Charlotte, North Carolina. His family says he was following a Google map route that led him down to where a bridge had washed out 9 years earlier. Paxson's car flipping as it fell off the unguarded edge of the collapsed bridge, trapping him underwater where he drowned. The lawsuit claims in the years before the accident, multiple people wrote to Google about the error, but nothing was done. In response, Google saying, "We have the deepest sympathies for the Paxson family. Our goal is to provide accurate routing information in maps, and we are reviewing this lawsuit."
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. McDonald's is in hot water over hot coffee. A California woman is suing the fast food giant, claiming she was burned when a cup of coffee spilled on her in a drive-thru. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th. With one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about five minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 79. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 59, partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 77, a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 72 Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers 68 on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. It is 55 degrees in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh at 6:21 in the morning. 82 degrees today. Is that legit?
Is that awesome?
Wow.
Hey, we have a busy day today.
We got lots going on. And by the way, the Glam Band, I want to talk about this.
Yeah, those guys.
The Glam Band that we love these guys.
Big fans.
They're going to be at the Wharf in Manitowoc tomorrow night. Jackie Sticks, my cousin, is playing a song with them again.
Cool.
As a drummer.
That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Friday? Yep. Okay, and then Saturday, they're at Buzz's in Freedom.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, the post-Packer party at the Stadium View. So the Glam Band, do they ever take a day off?
I know, right?
It's incredible.
Man, those guys work. And that was great. They're down in Sheboygan Falls. We had a great time.
Yeah, you saw them down there, right?
They were awesome. And that's great. That Sunday, that's going to be, I hope the weather holds up. That's going to be a fun day.
Is it supposed to rain Sunday?
Well, Brittany was, remember, she was kind of like hedging the bets on Sunday, but we have to give her a call.
When are they going to, so what do they do now for the bridge for the Saints?
Well, I don't know.
Golden black?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
when do they do that? Is that like tonight? When does that start?
No, it won't be tonight. I don't know. It's up to Eric.
Well, you're the one that came up with this idea.
I did, but I'm not. I just observe it now.
Well,
I tell you when I see it.
Todd,
I know.
You know?
I don't.
No.
I don't.
But they will change one of the bridges to the Saints colors. Yeah, I guess it's going to be, I don't know, black. We're going to have black lights on there.
Well, I don't.
I'm just saying
black.
That it is their color. I don't know what that would be. But anyway, yeah, this is going to be a great weekend. There's a lot going on, a lot of parties. And they have a kickoff at Lambeau Field before this Friday night or Saturday night before the game. There's some events going on. So it's a big weekend in Green Bay. It's going to be great. And we're going to win the game. So, hey, so we have Wayne in the house, and he is the, what would be a title for you? I know you're a beekeeper, but aren't you like a nutritionalist trainer? What?
I'm a personal trainer. I'm not a nutritionist, no. I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
But nowadays they call them health coaches.
All right. Okay.
Be our health coach.
Coaches.
Will you be our health coach?
You don't want me to be your life
coach.
No,
Wayne, you know that.
You'd be crying in the corner over there.
No, we've got Johnny and I at our age. I don't know if content is the right word, but we're tough to change.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking we have to ease into this a new lifestyle.
How's your plant-based diet?
No, just wait. I don't want to talk about somebody else. I don't want to talk about me. You guys call me a nerd. I'm still a little upset. So this is Wayne, but if there were five,
you think he's a nerd? You should see his dog.
Don't bring Milton into this. He's just freaking awesome.
I bet you Milton's got a tattoo.
Oh no!
Are you kidding me? He's got a shape in his butt. Yeah.
All right, got a tramp stamp
right below his tail.
I'm Jim in a sweater vest.
He lifts his tail up when he sees another dog.
I don't think sweater vests are nerdy. Okay. Whatever. But wait, let's just say we want to ease into this program. And I was thinking this morning, if there's five things that maybe shouldn't be done, which one would you eliminate first? You know, not all five, but let me give you the five. And this is just from observation of the, I don't know, the environment, osmosis, whatever you want to call
it. So if I'm talking to you and I'm asking you questions, these are five things that you do?
Yeah, that probably, I don't know,
aren't the best.
Alcohol consumption. Okay. Beer, vodka. All right. Second thing, red meat, brats, burgers, pulled pork. Third thing, smoking.
I don't think pork's considered a red meat. When? Is it?
Pork?
I think it's considered a white meat.
It's white meat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So pork's not.
It's
on
the
there.
Other white meat.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Steak, brats, burgers. Yep. Okay. The third thing, and again, we can't get rid of all five of these things because it would be a shock to the system and probably a very quick death. So smoking, cigars, and weed. Okay.
Wow.
Sweets, candy, a lot of M&Ms, sometimes before 6 a.m. These are just things that I'm gathering from my and then.
I see a trend. Todd, you see his trend?
Sedentary.
Maybe just a little bit.
I see a trend
of sitting, sitting around and not doing exercise. So these are the five areas that I think aren't good for long-term health, right? Alcohol, red meat, smoking, sweets, and zero exercise. Out of those five things, which would you change first? If you're going to do one a month, so then by January, that person would be in good shape. Which one of those things would you address first?
So why are you asking me if we have to take it out?
Because after 60 years of studying this stuff, I think I know that alcohol, red meat, smoking, sweets, and a sedentary lifestyle are not.
And I can tell you 100% that after 60 years of studying it, humans aren't going to give it up.
Really?
We haven't even talked.
I don't know where the weed part comes from.
We haven't even talked to him yet. Talked to them yet about which one to do first.
Wow.
An intervention, I think, is what I'm thinking.
Wow.
But which one of those?
If you ask just about anybody on this planet, they probably do a little bit of all of it.
Well, the smoking, though. Is never good.
That's the one you'd eliminate first?
Yeah.
Smoked in my life.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, this smoke. I mean,
Are you a little sensitive?
Let's take that back.
Look at John. Hey, John, all of a sudden thinks we're talking about him. No, you know, about John Minor when we talk about alcohol, somebody who drinks beer and vodka, somebody who eats red meat, somebody who smokes.
I don't smoke.
Somebody who eats sweets.
I don't eat sweets.
Johnny. M&M's. Todd, back me up. M&M's before 6 a.m. Todd?
Yes.
Okay, John. Okay, and then a sedentary lifestyle.
Okay, let me speak.
Which one
now.
Of these would you change speak. First? I really want
to
help
this
guy.
You're putting me on the spot. You're wanting me to demonize one of those things. I would challenge you and say I honestly wouldn't take anything out. Because if you love smoking a cigar, then you need to have that as a vice to relax. But everybody personally knows what issues that they have that they're doing too much of that's causing problems. I like to drink, you know, but if I drink every night, that's a problem. You know, I love to eat red meat. If I eat red meat every day, that's a problem.
I'll rephrase. Which one would you throttle back on?
Well, all of them.
No, that's too much. That's a shock to
not.
The system.
No, because if
John that, will never, I mean, that if, person will never be able to
if,
do
if that.
If that
one person is doing everything to the highest amount, then you know what? Then they're probably going to be dead.
Oh, no.
And they're not, not going to be changed. I don't want to
all right. Hopefully we'll be right back.
Todd, hope you're ready to take over. I know the Mayor Big Wayne. Back to the list.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. A new escalation in Russia's war in Ukraine. Overnight, a wave of Russian strikes hitting Ukrainian energy targets. Ukraine's foreign minister calling it a massive missile attack. And it comes just hours before Ukraine's President Zelensky meets with lawmakers and President Biden at the White House.
He's going to go to the Defense Department. He's going to go over to the Pentagon, have a chance to meet with Secretary Austin, Chairman Milley, and other leaders there.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Meanwhile, a major announcement from the Biden administration on the country's migrant crisis. The government granting temporary legal status to nearly 500,000 Venezuelan migrants, allowing them to get work permits so they can support themselves. And the manhunt continues in Indiana for a suspected murderer mistakenly released from the Marion County Jail near Indianapolis. 28-year-old Kevin Mason walked free last Wednesday and hasn't been seen since. This is ABC News.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. 633. As I mentioned, 55 degrees downtown Green Bay, 57 Appleton, 61 Oshkosh. Beautiful, beautiful day coming up today. When's okay, Todd, can we do this early?
What do you want to do?
I want to do Thirsty Thursday Lucky 7 trivia.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne, you're playing.
Where'd the mayor go? After I told him he doesn't have to cut anything out, he's in the bathroom smoking. I smell weed coming out of the bathroom.
Do you know that he got kicked out of his high school
John.
Wrestling team?
Oh, man, John, let that go. That was 40 years ago.
I would love to see him in a singlet. That would be awesome.
He's we got to find that.
He probably was one of those guys that wore a white V-neck t-shirt underneath his singlet.
Maybe he did. Did he?
He did, didn't he?
I want a picture. Turtleneck. I want a picture of him in his. We used to call him onesies. I want a picture of him in his onesies.
They were.
On his Shetland pony.
That didn't happen.
I'd get a tattoo.
Right,
that
would have been fun.
All right, here we go.
So here's what it is. It's a pub trivia. 7 questions this morning instead of 5, and you guys write down your answers, including Wayne. You write down too, and we'll see what we got.
We need pins. Hang on.
Here I got them.
All right.
We're ready, Todd.
All right, first question. How many time zones are in the United States, all 50 states? How many time zones are in the United States?
Next.
Number 2, how many stripes are on the current U.S. flag? How many stripes are on the current U.S. flag?
John, quit. Did you see that? He looked over at my answer.
No, he looked over at my answer. I did not.
Number 3.
Let me start writing them down wrong, and then I'll change them right before you call the test.
What is the best-selling book series of the 21st century? It's a book series. What's the best?
Got it.
Wayne, you're not cheating over there, are you?
I got my ChatGPT open.
Number 4. What's the significance of the date July 20th, 1969? What is the significance of July 20th, 1969?
Easy.
Wow, I don't know
easy
that
peasy.
One.
Easy peasy.
Think about that one. It's not that hard. Number 5. How many keys does a classic piano have? How many keys?
Easy. Just wait. Go back to 3.
No.
Oh, 3 was that
keep
series.
Moving. Yeah. Keep moving. Yeah. Keep moving.
All right.
Number 6. Originally named Blue Ribbon Sports, what is the company's current name? Originally called Blue Ribbon Sports, what is the current name of that company? Wow. And finally, number 7 this morning, what was Disney's first film in 1937?
Got it. Okay.
All right. We're going to go through them. You guys tell me.
I think I've got 5 of 7.
What do you think you got, Wayne?
I didn't even write it. I'm not playing. I'm one of those guys that when it comes to Trivial Pursuit, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out.
All right, here we go. Number 1, how many time zones are in the United States?
4.
4.
Incorrect.
Is it 5?
It's 6.
Ooh, oh, I guess 5.
Yeah, there's 6.
I was going to say
4. Hawaii, you got Hawaii and Alaska. They're on different time zones.
I didn't think of that. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, all right.
Number 2, how many stripes on the current U.S. flag?
26.
13.
13 is correct. Yes. 13 stripes.
You know what? Just so to Todd, look through the window.
Well, I thought there was 13 red and 13 white.
Yeah, hey, Todd, look through the window. I had 26 written down.
Yeah.
Johnny looked at my paper. I crossed out 26 and wrote 13.
Wow. That's telling.
This is flashback to school. No, I'm just kidding. That happened.
All right.
Wayne, I'm with you.
Number 3, what's the best
Harry
selling?
Potter.
Harry Potter, yes.
You got it. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Number 4, the significance of the date, July 20th, 1969.
The moonwalk.
Yep, Apollo 11 on the moon.
You know what? That is so.
That was an easy one.
That was an easy one. I got that wrong.
Okay.
Darn.
All right. How many keys does a classic piano have?
I put 200.
Oh, my God, Johnny. 96.
88 is correct.
You know why? My mom had keys 88 on her license plate.
There you go. 88.
Yep. Well, I knew it wasn't 200. It's really just 200 keys.
Well,
like I'd have to be on a rolling stool.
Well, okay. Because I was thinking of the black ones, too. You know, ebony and ivory.
Yep.
So it's
88 with the black and white.
Oh, with that?
Yep.
Oh, never mind then.
All right. What were you thinking, John?
Never mind.
Originally, it's getting rough in here this morning. Originally named Blue Ribbon Sports, what's this company's current name?
Pabst?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Nike?
Nope. Nike is correct.
Oh, wow.
Nike. Blue Ribbon Sports.
And hey, finally, are we tied? I think Johnny and I are tied.
It's tied right now.
I got one. Oh, just wait. Wait, what was the...
What?
I don't have it. What was the 7th question again? Just wait.
All right.
Walt Disney's first movie.
Oh, okay.
From 1937.
Did you look at mine?
No, I didn't. I just... Okay. No, go ahead. No. All right. I didn't look at yours.
Mickey Mouse.
Cinderella.
Snow White. Snow White from 1937.
That makes sense.
That's your Thursday morning Lucky 7 trivia.
So who, we tie?
No, we're Lucky 5, right?
We tie?
Can we both get 5?
Well, there's 7 questions. That's why it's called Lucky 7.
Yeah, I get that. I got that. I'm saying so Johnny and I didn't get 7. So
yeah, one, you guys are tied.
Two,
we're tied. 5.
I only got 2 right.
2 wrong.
I mean, 2.
I'll give you paps.
No, I got 2 right.
I'll give you paps.
Wait a minute.
Because okay, I got the time zone wrong.
Because he's from the UP.
I've got the 26 wrong.
So Jim got the 13 right.
And then we both got Harry Potter.
I got 88.
Yep. Johnny got July 20th.
Yep.
We're both wrong on the pianos. He had 200. I had 96.
Blue Ribbon Sports. You got Nike, Jim.
Yeah.
So it's 2 and 2.
But then
so
John got.
No, I didn't.
You got the last
white.
One.
No,
right?
No.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh, that's right.
Mickey Mouse. All right.
Huh. Wow.
Nice.
Okay, and then Wayne. I just got a text. How does John Mito not know there's 13 stripes on a flag?
Yeah, right.
I was thinking there's 13 of each color.
No, oh, it's John, gotcha. Why do you think there's 13?
For the 13 colonies.
Right.
Yeah. I thought, okay, there's red and the white, and that's...
Do you know how many stars there are?
Yes, I know how many stars there are. Wow.
Just ask.
The UP should have their own stripe
get
and
this.
Star.
So, do you know how nervous I am about our guest tomorrow? We are bringing on the savant guy. We can't even get these are like, I bet you our listeners got probably 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 7. We're bringing on that guy from St. Norbert who ran the tables on Jeopardy.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going
to
sleep.
I would
tonight.
Just have to sit in the corner and be quiet.
So are we.
You know, you can do that even today.
I'm going to go into the bathroom after Jim came out.
Big weight in the house.
All right.
We got a lot going on today. We got Kim Patterson coming up. Talk about pitching for Parkinson's at Fox City Stadium. You got some information on that, right, Jim?
I do. She's calling in. I want to talk to her. But, you know, Parkinson's, there's so many challenges in this community. We always talk about all the great things, and they're out there. But there's some challenges, too. And what they need to do sometimes is awareness, raise a little bit of money. So Kim's going to come in and talk to us about this pitching for Parkinson's, which is Timber Rattler Stadium. It's coming up. That's this weekend. So I want to talk to her a little bit about how we can contribute and get the word out on Parkinson's disease.
Although it's not really, what is the actual name of the stadium again now these days?
Isn't it Fox City?
Okay, well,
stadium?
It says Timber Rattler Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it, so it's Fox City. It's the same
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just read off what she said.
I still think, you know, when these companies buy or they get the new sponsor, so to speak, I still think Miller Park is Miller Park. I never.
Well, how about Candlestick, Johnny?
You know what I mean? Once you get that ingrained,
it is.
As to what you are, it's yeah. tough to. Yeah.
Would you pay for the sponsorship? Everybody's like, were you going to Miller Park? I mean, they don't call it American Family Field. And now, you know, we're not supposed to talk politics, but, you know, they're looking for a handout of $600 million from the state.
Think which, that'll happen? Do you?
Yeah. You saw what happened in St. Louis. I mean, you know, when they pulled up and moved and.
St. Louis.
Well, when the Rams left.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they just.
Talking about the Cardinals. I thought the Cardinals were leaving.
Oh, no. That.
Well, but, you know what?
But I'm saying, Johnny, said I think.
I was in St. Louis when that was happening. Okay.
Oh?
I was Larry McCarron. It's funny. Larry McCarron is going to be coming
mayor
on our
Slay
show, too.
Was the mayor then.
Larry's going to be coming on at about 7:06. But
no.
I was there for a golf tournament, NFL alumni golf tournament. I went down with Larry. That's the time when he said we shouldn't sleep together in case there's a fire.
Right. That's funny.
And but anyway, but that's when they were trying to get their team. And I was talking with Dan Dierdorf and some of the St. Louis people that put on the tournament. They were talking about that, how, you know, the people, when you've got a pro franchise and you lose it, wow, is there a chasm that you lose? And I mean, it's one of those things where they were like, and then for them to lose it again is incredible because it's such a great sports town. You know, the St. Louis Cardinals, the baseball Cardinals.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, too, is with the Brewers. You know, I was reading a thing about 1965 when they had their last season. I was just reading. It's funny you'd say that. And then, you know, they left and people were like, we didn't know they were serious. It happens, and it's like, wow. I mean, I remember when the Braves left, even being in the UP. It's like you kind of lost something because that was almost like our team in a certain way.
And boy, to get another one back is tough.
I mean,
look at Baltimore. I mean, they're
absolutely
not going to expand the NFL, and the NFL's a lock at 32 teams as long as Goodell's there. But I don't know. What do you? I don't want Sage to send us an email, but I mean, do you think
that that should be funded by taxes? I mean, those companies have a ton of money.
That's always the question. That's all, you know, that's been going on forever and ever and ever. And even Todd yesterday, you know, he had that one trivia question for us about the guy who, or was it you, or was it who, the famous people in Green Bay? Or was
that Gizmo? We're talking about that with Gizmo.
Yeah, it's the guy that fell off the bleachers at City Stadium and sued the Packers. And ironically, that saved the Packers. So, I mean, that's been going on forever and ever in sports. And there's completely two ways of looking at it. One is, should taxpayers pay for this, these multi-billionaire owners, you know, to build a new place? Because those guys, I mean, we're not talking millions with those people anymore.
No, it's all
we're talking billions.
We saw it in some paper today, right?
Yeah.
What the Packers are worth.
And, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we funded the stadium, half of it, right? $195 million came from the taxpayers, and that was just Brown County. I mean, there's 72 counties in the state, and at least the Brewers, you know, and I think the Packers, I would argue, they're more statewide than the Brewers.
Absolutely.
And yet the Packers, just it was just Brown County that, you know, they paid for. You know, the Packers did $160 million through their seat licensing, right? They put money into it, but was that their money or was that seat licensing? But anyway... Right. The tax dollars, the actual tax dollars, the 0.5% sales tax that you paid for, funded part of that stadium. What the Brewers are looking for is, you know, it's a significant amount of money. I mean, $600 million is a lot of money statewide. I don't know. I'm one of those people. I'm just one person, one vote, but.
You're a fiscal conservative.
I am, but I'm kind of okay with that.
Okay.
Well, it all comes back to every individual, because without the Packers, what would Green Bay be?
Duluth.
Well, I don't know. Some exactly. people would argue, what would we be? Yeah, I don't know. Some people, maybe you'd try harder. I don't know. Maybe we'd be a technology place, or maybe we would be. Who knows, right?
But I like it, yes.
But they're here, and we have them for long term. But that is going to be very controversial. And I don't know.
No question.
What do you guys think about the, you know, we helped the Pfizer form. Pfizer, you think they need money? They don't. But that place is, I mean, the Bucks are great, and that's a great, great venue. At least when they do it, they don't build something not nice.
Yeah. Although in retrospect now, it seems like the original Miller Park had some issues.
Roof, you mean that?
Well, yeah, that, I mean, they, yeah. You know what I mean? That yeah. They really need to be updated.
It's, yeah. Well, no, I think it does. I think it needs to be updated. But the thing is, it's, you know, that happened with Seattle, right? Didn't they go to Oklahoma City, the basketball team?
Oh, that was, yeah.
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 And that was ugly. And yeah. I knew both mayors.
And they're trying to get a team back again now, Seattle.
Right.
Yeah.
And so getting them back is a lot more than keeping them, I think. But what do I know? I'm
the last person to talk to about politics in regards to, like, you know, taxes or all these, you know, all the whatever. It's okay. I will say this, though. I remember when the Brewers were sucky. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Badgers were sucky.
Yeah.
And the Packers were sucky.
Oh, yeah.
And this wasn't as much fun of a place to live. I mean, just when you talk quality of life, just in general, day to day, whatever, and even watching the sports or reading the sports page type thing, it adds a lot to when you have, especially when you have winning teams, obviously, that adds a lot to, you know, living, the whole living experience. At least that's my opinion.
It gives people an identity.
Well, exactly. Absolutely.
Well, you don't want that to be the person's identity, but I want to say you look at this hotel. I mean, I don't know if you read the paper this morning, but this hotel is all based around the Packers, which I think is very dangerous to base your
10 days, basically.
10 days. Yeah. Well, and then the whole NFL draft, but it's like, well, we got to be up by the NFL draft. 100 rooms, you know, what are you going to do in February next year? You know what I mean? Like, you got to make money all the time. I think even bigger. So I think it's great for the businesses. I think they make a lot of money when we utilize that stadium. I wish we utilized our stadium more.
Like, I do
too. You look
too.
At the Colts.
Yeah.
Right. Indianapolis. That's awesome what they do down there.
Yeah.
They got something going on. I think they got 100 events. I'm not kidding you. And even those guys in Minnesota, they utilize that drum and bugle corps. They've got all sorts of stuff in there. We don't do that, but still, it's a great economic impact. But I want to talk about what Wayne said. I just think, and it's not really an identity, but a communication to call your dad and say, what'd you think of the game?
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 79. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, 59. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Partly cloudy skies. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with Big Wayne in the house today. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella Windows and Doors, your window to the world. More on them coming up. We have a very special guest right now. Todd, give us an introduction, please.
We've got Kim Patterson on the line with us right now, and she's to talk about an event coming up tomorrow called Pitching for Parkinson's.
It's a cool name, Kim, Pitching for Parkinson's. And this is going to be held at the Fox City's, stadium or the Timber Rattler Stadium tomorrow?
That's correct. Yep.
And that is correct. And, you know, you talk about Parkinson's, and it's getting more known, but there's a lot of challenges out there with Parkinson. I think, you know, who's the guy I'm thinking of? Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Did he kind of elevate that quite a bit? And I think the state is doing more for Parkinson's. But tell me about your event. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm so blessed. How fun to be able to promote this special event on your show this morning. You hit it right on the head. This area is the Parkinson's is becoming, it's not enough for us to be able to, you know, talk about it. We need to make sure that everybody is educated and to bring awareness to it, right? It is becoming prevalent around this area. Parkinson's, the Wisconsin Parkinson's Association, is down more in the Milwaukee area, right? So a lot of the events take place down there. I felt we needed to bring it up this way and recognize this disease in a little different way, but this event is all about the support of the community. It's all about education. It's about the movement, the importance of movement, and just that support of people with Parkinson's, family, friends, and caregivers with this disease.
So tomorrow, tell us what you're doing tomorrow. That starts at 11 o'clock. Like who should attend this? And tell us a little bit about how the 3-4 hours is going to take place.
Right. It starts at 11 o'clock at the Timber Rattler Stadium. Registration starts then. We do recommend or require the registration piece. So if you would like to attend this event, I would really love for you to give me a call at 920-851-8319. That way I can get you registered. We have a cap of people that are able to attend, but we do have a little room. So Right. I would love to have, you know, anybody give me a call and sign up.
So
for
what
this
will
event.
We, all right. So when we get there, we're going to call and register. So it's 40 sets of urban poles to be given away. Tell us about the day. Like what?
Sure.
What will the participant get?
Yeah, so I have some wonderful speakers, first of all. The Dr. Joy from Dr. Joy Explorations, it's urban poles. She'll be sharing the benefits of urban poling, which improve the gait pattern and increase the confidence of walking, along with many other benefits to these poles. We will be giving away more than 40 sets, actually. We, thanks to our sponsors, were able to give a little bit more than 40 poles. So she'll be doing some demonstrations with the poles, which is great. We have neuroscience group there. David Nonfeldt, who is a PT, a physical therapist, and he'll be there giving his expertise in movement as well.
Hey Kim, but when we talk urban poles, just so we like, and Wayne just kind of looked it up for us, it's basically high quality walking stick type things, right?
Yeah, they are just made for that particular individual with Parkinson's.
Okay.
So they do have a different grip and things like that. It's so those will be demonstrated.
Right. Which, and there are people. And there are people who use those. I mean, you see people walking with those either in the mall or even, you know, those you can use outside as well. The people are also who come to that, they're going to get a bag of just local resources. I think there's more out there than what people are aware of. So besides Dr. Joy speaking about, you know, Parkinson's and how these urban poles can help maybe, I don't know if the cure is the right word, but manage Parkinson's. You also have some other resources that they can be connected with. Tell us about what else they can learn at this event.
Sure. So absolutely. We have, like I said, it's the support of the community. So we'll have a wonderful bag of information and resources for you. We have, you know, Grand Slam sponsors, home run sponsors, the Grand Slam sponsors, Hooper Law and Aspire Senior Living and Care Patrol will be there with information personally for you as well. But we have, we are going to have the resources there for you, and you'll be able to take a lot of information home.
That's great. So this event, community awareness, community sponsorship, but who should attend this? And then is there a cost to attending this?
Yeah, there is no cost. Again, thanks to our fabulous sponsors.
Right.
There is no cost to this event. And the people that should attend are anybody. Anybody that supports Parkinson's, anybody that knows or has a loved one with Parkinson's, an individual with Parkinson's. Yeah, family, friends, caregivers.
Hey, Kim, how is the fight going? Jim mentioned Michael J. Fox. I was thinking Muhammad Ali as well. And there's some other pro athletes that are, you know, that have this these days. How is the fight going?
You know, I think like any disease, they continue to research, and that's the best way to, you know, to find a cure and to, you know, help subside some of the symptoms that come with this disease. You know, the more awareness, the more education, will get us closer to that end result.
But what a great resource to get it all at one place from 11 to 3 tomorrow, you know, to just, and if you know someone who's even the earliest signs, I mean, get the knowledge now, find the resources now, get the urban poles if that's the space that you need to be in right now. But this is just great, and you're gonna have great weather tomorrow. It's 11 till 3.
That's good.
Well, I'll give Brittany that one, that's not me. But yeah, thank you for being a leader on this, because you know like you talk about awareness, and then of course we gotta get funding for
I've got
research.
Some great friends with it, right, with Parkinson's. Great friends. And young too. This isn't a an old person's disease. I know young people are getting this. And so this is great what you're doing, Kim.
Thanks you guys so much. I'm so happy and excited to be a part of your team this morning. Thank you for letting me share the information.
Great. Okay, and the number, if you want to attend, the number is 920-851-8319.
851-8319. 851-8319.
John's got the radio voice. I just read it.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day tomorrow.
Have a great day.
You too. Oh, bye.
Listen to this song. Great. One of the all-time great songs, isn't it?
Lambeau
Field.
One of the
all-time great songs. Love it. I just want to listen. Bob Seger. Listen to him all day long.
Is he still touring?
Yeah. Cool. Once in a while. All right, we got to set a quick break. Larry McCarron will be joining us very soon. So will Ed the Diver. We got a lot of fun stuff going on. It's not just all about you, Wayne. It's not just all about you.
Or John.
Or me.
Mine on the Mirror. Back after this.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck, 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
BC News.